This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome to worship here at Zion Lutheran Church, Chippewa Falls. Today we're going to have our children present a Christmas program after an abbreviated divine service. To shorten it, I'm going to do some things like we won't sing the intro it, and I won't read the Old Testament reading, and we won't sing the gradual. So just a heads up on that. And let's see. Yeah, and we'll skip the closing hymn, because then we'll let the kids pick up after our prayer. Let's see, reading. Oh, and important, apparently Christmas is coming up. So Christmas Eve service here, 6:30. We'll have our candlelight service. And then that's Tuesday evening, 6:30. Then Wednesday, 9 a.m., we'll have the divine service for the Nativity of our Lord. Today we'll be following setting four. And the hymns for today, printed in your bulletin, for those listening on the radio, the opening hymn 383, A Great and Mighty Wonder, hymn of the day 357, O Come, Emmanuel, distribution hymns 356, The Angel Gabriel from Heaven Came, 384, Of the Father's Love Begotten, and 820, My Soul Now Praise Your Maker. We will include Doris Post in our prayers today, amongst also those already listed in the bulletin. So let's begin with our opening hymn 383, A Great and Mighty Wonder.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you have declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We continue. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 10. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord. We continue by confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country. So begins the gospel reading for today. Mary has a lot to take in those days, an angel visiting with this message that Mary had found favor with God and that she would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and give birth to a holy child who would be called the Son of God. That's a lot. And Luke records that Mary was deeply troubled and afraid as she's being told this. The presence of an angel is enough to cause fear. Then you add the news about having a child without being with a man and to be favored by God. Who was she to be favored by God? She was poor, young, no one of status or influence. And as troubling and incomprehensible as this was, Mary's response was simply, "Behold, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." It's a beautiful display of humility and faith in God's word. A model response, really, for all Christians to the truth and the authority of God's word. She didn't have to know why or how. She knew she was a servant of the Lord, and she could trust his word. "Behold, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Yet Mary still has a lot to take in, a lot to process. An angel visit, favored by God, a virgin conception, and being the mother of the Son of God. What would she tell people? Especially when her pregnancy began to show. Would anyone believe her? How would she take care of this baby? Fortunately, the angel told Mary about her relative Elizabeth, who was also miraculously pregnant. Elizabeth, who was supposed to be barren, is 6 months along with John the Baptist. Now, since Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah lived near Jerusalem, it's about 65 miles from Nazareth, where Mary is. So traveling by foot, Mary would have around 2 to 5 days to think about her situation and what she was told. She's poor. She's a single teenager from a small town. To the world, she's insignificant. And yet, the word of the Lord says she's favored by God. She's become pregnant outside of marriage. To the world, she appears careless, maybe shameful. But the word of the Lord says she's favored, not shameful. She's the person chosen by God to carry and care for the Son of God, not careless, but full of care. To the world, Mary should be afraid of raising a baby, afraid of what other people would think and what other people would say, afraid of the unknown. But the word of the Lord says, "Do not be afraid. Nothing will be impossible with God." Mary was chosen to carry God until his earthly birth, and God would provide what Mary needed. Elizabeth is one example. Through Elizabeth, God gave Mary what she needed. After a couple of days of contemplating her situation and the word of the Lord on her walk, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Wow. God had not left Mary on her own to deal with all this, but she gave her this great encouragement and support through Elizabeth. No criticism, no doubts about what God said, no concerns about the baby or what other people would think or say. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, gave Mary what she needed, a blessing, affirmation of the truth and the authority of the Word of God. Consider in your own life the gift God has given you in your Christian family and friends. These are people who believe God. They believe God's word, and they're not afraid to say it. When you are struggling with fears and concerns about your life in the world, when you have doubts about the truth of God's word, these are the people to go to. And when someone comes to you with their struggles, with their fears, with their doubts, know that God has given you to them to affirm the truth and the authority of God's word. Elizabeth's words, they're not just empty platitudes to make Mary feel good. They're based on the truth of Mary's situation and the truth of God's word, and Mary is blessed because she is carrying God himself in her womb, the source of all the blessings. And Mary's blessed because she believed what was spoken to her by the Lord. On hearing the blessing of Mary hears the blessing of Elizabeth, and Mary responds with a beautiful song of praise to God. Yes, Mary is blessed. And it's not because of what she has, or where she lives, or who she is in the eyes of the world. No, in the eyes of the world, Mary is a lowly peasant girl of no great account from a small town with an unplanned pregnancy. Mary is blessed because God chose her to reside in her. She's blessed because the Lord is with her. And the Lord is her Savior from sin, from death, and the power of evil. She's blessed because God has done great things to her. She's blessed because the Son of God is with her. She's blessed because she believes the word of the Lord that has come to her. And Mary's song, it's become our song, the church's song. It's recorded in Luke in the verses following what you heard today in the gospel. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he's looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." As I said, this song belongs to the church in which Christ, the Son of God, dwells. And we are blessed because of him. We sing this song in services such as Vespers and evening prayer. When you consider your situation, your blessings are not based on what you have or where you live or who you are in the eyes of the world. You are blessed because of the truth of God's word spoken to you. You're blessed because God chose you, lowly as you are. Though insignificant in the world, you have found favor with God. You're blessed because the Lord Jesus is your Savior from sin, from death, from the devil. You're blessed because God has done great things to you. In holy baptism, you were born again, and the Holy One took up residence in you, cleansing you from all sin and granting you eternal life. The same Holy Spirit who worked the miracle of the incarnation in Mary's womb works the miracle of faith in your heart to believe in and confess Jesus Christ as Lord, the Word made flesh, that he is the Savior of the world. Mary rejoiced because she bore the Holy One within her. We rejoice because we bear the Holy One within us. We're blessed because the Son of God is with us in his word and his sacrament. We're blessed because he makes us holy. We're blessed because we believe the word of the Lord that has come to us. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, declares Mary blessed as one who believed there would be a fulfillment of God's promises. And you're blessed who believe in the fulfillment of God's promises delivered to you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we believe and respond in faith to the proclamation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who came into the world, took on human flesh, was born of the Virgin Mary, and dwelt among us. And he is our promised salvation, that he came to do the will of the Father, fulfilled all the promises of the Old Testament, that he abolished the demands of the law and established a new covenant with us through the offering of his body on the cross as the once-for-all sacrifice acceptable to God. You are blessed because the Son of God is with you in his word. He enters in through your ears, and he enters into you through your mouth in the Holy Communion. And here, you will be lifted up. You will be filled with the good things. You are blessed through the Son of Mary. You are a recipient of the Lord's great mercy. And so you sing, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, that our ever faithful and all-powerful God would give us grateful hearts that his Son has come in the flesh to save us, let us pray to the Lord. For proper fear and love of the Lord, that the Almighty God who has exalted us to be his children would preserve us by his holy word, let us pray to the Lord. For peace, that our Father who sent Christ to be our peace would preserve us in repentance so that we would live in peace with one another, let us pray to the Lord. For congregations where numbers are small and resources scarce, that God who raised up the King of all from little Bethlehem would provide for their needs also and remind them that the King, the same King, dwells among them in his means of grace. Let us pray to the Lord. For our leaders, that Christ, who shepherds his flock to the ends of the earth, would grant them wisdom, let us pray to the Lord. For Shirley, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Lewis, Mary, Richard, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, Cookie, and all who suffer in mind or body, that Christ, our Emmanuel, would be with them in their trials and grant health and healing in accord with his perfect will. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune, that God who sanctified us through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all on the cross would prepare our hearts to receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins this day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected. We continue with the service of the sacrament on page 208. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Please be seated, and I give you the children of Zion.
Our service this morning will focus on the hymn number 358, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, composed by Martin Luther, telling the Christmas story through song. The first five verses declare the joyful news that the angels proclaimed. The remaining 10 stanzas share the response and reactions of the shepherds, and what this great news means for the whole world, even still today. Listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah from the 7th chapter, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And also we are told in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So please, open your hymnals to number 358 so you can be ready to join children in praise as we repeat this testament to our Lord and Savior, recalling his lowly birth. Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Join us in hymn 358, verses 1, 2, and 3.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And an angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God."
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380. Or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.